you know, we went from being dead and buried to having it in our own hands before the game. And, you know, we got the goal early in the first half, well, midway through the first half, and it just settled every bit of nerve we had. You know, we were expected to win the game. But once the full-time whistle blew, and it was more what it meant to the lads that came onto the pitch afterwards. Like, the scenes were kind of surreal, as if we won the league, you know, that kind of thing. But it just shows how far we've come and what it meant to everyone that came onto the pitch. It probably, nearly in a way, meant more to them, because our business isn't done yet. But, like, to see how proud they were of what we've done, and the support that they gave us up there was amazing. Like, you know, people that are coming through the gates here is unreal. And, you know, as a group, it was unbelievable, like, you know, to get to the playoffs, because, you know, we fought hard all season, and we managed to put a string of games together where we won, and, you know, we've come out in third place, and hopefully we'll do the same against Rada.
And what do you put down, you know, the run of form you've had of late, and putting yourselves in this position, what do you put that down to?
Good timing, maybe. No, we just seemed to click at the right moment. All season, we were kind of in and around it, we were putting two wins together and losing a couple or drawing a couple. And for some reason, the Pats game, the second half, I think Hendo touched on it there before the game. He said, whatever happened the second half, we came out against Pats and we just showed a belief and a desire to want to do well. And we've carried it on ever since. And, you know, from set, we beat Pats 2-0 in that second half, and we've won every game since. And, you know, it's been unbelievable to be part of, because the last 5 weeks have been so enjoyable, training and matches. We've just, the group of lads we have here are genuinely, I know every team will say, but the group of lads we have here are genuinely just hard working and they want to do well. And it's just working for us.
Everybody's really bought into it, haven't they? And it's come good now, as you said, at the right time. And it doesn't matter whether you're home or away at the minute, it's just all going to plan.
No, like the other night was a home game, if you know, for all intents and purposes, because we had all the crowd. Yeah. And like I saw last night, Pats had 356 people or something against Cork City. I mean, we're taking after Drogheda, maybe more next week. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're in essence a Premier Division base at the moment. Like, you know, all we need to do is get ourselves up into that league, and you know, we're getting there. And like, we got into the playoffs for a reason. Like, and I think, you know, it's definitely in our hands now to try and get forward.
Yeah, you mentioned the fact that, you know, last Saturday night meant so much to the supporters. You feel like your business isn't done yet. So on the pitch, the opportunity you have now, Shane.
Yeah, I mean, personally, you know, like, I mean, I think I speak for everyone here in the dressing room. Like, you know, the playoffs is just a stepping stone. Like, we want to do better. We have a bit of a grudge against Drogheda. We haven't done ourselves justice at all against them this season. We beat them once, but we haven't done ourselves justice in any of the games, I don't think. And we owe them one. And, you know, I firmly expect us to get a good result here on Saturday and take it up there next week. But, you know, a lot of people see us as underdogs, and that suits us. You know, we've been underdogs in most games this season, especially against the top three. So, you know, we'll take it to them. Like, and I fully expect us to come out on top against them. No pressure, Hendole. But I fully expect us to come out on top against them. And I honestly think there's something special going to happen here in the next few weeks.
That's class. And as you mentioned, kind of feeling like you haven't, you know, played maybe to your potential against Drogheda, but at the same time you have beaten them once this season. That's the best way to go into this game, knowing you're capable of beating them, but also knowing you can do better against them.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, that game we actually played against Drogheda, the second half we were actually fantastic in. But it's just the away games in particular, we haven't done enough. But we've lost 1-0 and 2-0 in games that we could have got beaten more. Just shows how good the lads at the back have done when we haven't maybe done it up front. But like, we are in an unbelievable run of form, something that I don't think I've ever been a part of, no matter where I've been, where it's just every game we expect to win. It doesn't matter who we're playing. We've won 5 on the bounce, and I fully expect to be 6 on the bounce this weekend. We don't need to win the 2 games, but, like, you know, I wouldn't mind giving them a spanking in 2 games.
And then within the squad, like, I suppose when you look at it, the earlier part of the season when you were depleted by injuries, and, you know, now you've got younger guys coming in and making a huge impact, and it just means that there's more strength and depth there and huge competitiveness, I'd say.
Oh yeah, I mean, if someone comes out of the team, you saw at the weekend, Darren coming in midfield, he done really well. But like, I think what was key for us this season, start of the season we were very inconsistent, and I think the signings Hendo made there in the summer, the three boys that came in particular, Gary, Craig, Connor, like, they've just give us a boost, they've given us something different, and they've really helped the squad, and we've just built a base, and we've just gone upwards from that, you know. And we are... The squad, the thing that works for us is that we're all actually quite good friends, and we'll have good banter with each other, and it always helps when there's no kind of bad eggs in the group. Someone might come in and say I'm a bad egg, I don't know, but it's a really good group to be part of. Like, you know, you can't stress that enough. Like, and I think it shows on the pitch, and it shows when the fans, everyone goes off to the fans at the end of the game. It's just a real good little spirit going on here at the moment.
Yeah, I'd say that's an element that you're really enjoying now, the fact that the support has been so good, and like Saturday night is set to be another huge occasion to play in front of that crowd.
Yeah, I mean, when I walked in this gate nearly 2 years ago now, when there was maybe 15-20 people at maybe one game, and to see what happens now in these games is just absolutely phenomenal. I think that's a big part of what's happened. Like, since they've come in, the fans' performances have seemed to have risen as well, because the boost you get when they're just cheering, singing songs, and no matter what the score was, we were 3-0 down the pass, they were still singing songs for us, you know. We nearly pulled that one back. But no matter what game it is, they always seem to be behind us, and it definitely gives you a boost on the pitch. Like,
what's the personal goal for you over the next two games at least, anyway?
I'll definitely try and get another couple of goals, like, because I'm on a run, aren't I? You know what I mean? Top goal scorer, which, you know, you tried to give me grief of last year at the awards, just so you know.
Isn't it gas? Like, you know, we made such a joke about it that night. Yeah. And look at the way things turned around for you.
Yeah, it just might get you to do a few other things in your life.
Yeah,
you might turn around. I was going to say,
what will we abuse you about it at the next
year? I would love to get over Drogheda, and then maybe have another conversation with you about beating Wexford, because I presume it's going to be Wexford. But I firmly believe, you know, I don't think it's arrogance or anything like that, but I firmly think we're going to get past Drogheda, and I think we'll give a fair whip against Wexford, because we owe them one from last year. I mean, I don't really forget that we'd ever beat them in any game last year, so hopefully we can put a few things right now in the next couple of weeks.
The best luck, enjoy it.
Thanks, Lisa, might see you down here.